Scientists like Lee Malden, a researcher at the University of Colorado in Boulder and the University of Helsinki, thought they had the production of sulfuric acid in the atmosphere pretty much figured out.
Sunlight shines down and blows apart ozone,
which in turn creates hydroxyl radicals.
It's a very reactive compound. It's the main oxidant in the atmosphere.
Until recently, it was the only compound known to react with sulfur dioxide, or SO2, to make sulfuric acid. And because the sun sparks this reaction, it was thought that sulfuric acid could only be made during the daytime. But Malden and his colleagues saw plenty of sulfuric acid being made at night when they took measurements in a forest in Finland. Without the presence of hydroxyl radicals, how was the acid being made?
We found a new oxidant that reacts all day long, 24/7, and is capable of turning SO2 into sulfuric acid.
Malden was thrilled.
To discover, you know, something that could open up a whole new arena in oxidation chemistry, it's a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, kind of event or finding.
It looks like the hard-working oxidant is a result of ozone interacting with fragrant compounds made by spruce and pine trees called terpenes. But why would trees be capable of contributing to such a chemical reaction? Malden thinks it could be part of a feedback mechanism to control climate.
Sulfuric acid is responsible for the formation of aerosols. The initial particles are like a nanometer or less in size, and then they will eventually grow up to be things that could, you know, form clouds.
And clouds can reflect light back into space, which has a cooling effect on the environment. So as the climate gets hotter, Malden says trees may naturally be making more terpenes to knock down the temperature.
The U.S. over the last 100 years has basically kind of experienced a warming overall. However, in the southeast, there's actually been a slight cooling.
Lee Malden suspects the forests in the southeast have actually driven this chill by increasing cloud cover using his newly discovered chemical reaction. For KUNC, I'm Jessica McDonald.